This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just wanted to give a shout out to the 131 cities that are taking our broadcast 6 days a week. We just thank you for making us the number one and the number two show during the week. You can also go over to Genesis Communication Networks and find out exactly what I'm talking about right on the gauge. Out of 65 radio shows, we are the number one and number two show. Again, only you can do that, and we appreciate that. Folks, at any time that you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Just wanted to let you know, friends, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just sent me a video from Colorado. A woman strapped to a chair, tortured with taser after refusing to sign a ticket. Taxpayers once again held liable. Folks, I got to tell you, if you've not gone over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do and watch this video. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's the last post that Tim posted. I was so outraged, I called him, and I put it in all caps, call me. And then I gave him a call. He didn't answer the phone, so I called him again. I said, Tim, I've seen 100 videos like this. This one gets me to the core. So what I did is I said, Tim, I want you to jump on the radio with me. So, folks, without belaboring this and without further ado, we have Tim Brown, senior editor. Thanks for jumping on with me, Tim. This video that you just sent over to me is outrageous. To say the least, it was written by Matt Agarest, former military. He wrote, Boulder, Colorado, a Boulder County woman got an unfortunate lesson in police brutality, and the video of it looks like something out of the 1930s. He's exactly right. He wrote, after attempting to exercise her rights not to incriminate herself, you know, the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, she found out the hard way, police will not only taser you when you're in handcuffs, but they'll taser you when you're completely restrained. Now, before I go ahead and throw this over to you, Tim, I just want to make clear, friends, I have tons of cop friends. I have military friends. I have state patrol friends. The list goes on. They don't act like this. So this does not represent the police force, at least the way that it's supposed to be, friends, in America. But what we're seeing is too much of this kind of stuff going on. So, Tim, without further ado, what say you concerning the video that you just released?
Yeah, well, we report on this. Matt had a report out last year, Lauren Goddard. And it made me mad when I saw it, too. And people need to understand, it's like what you said, I don't believe that all police officers act like this, but I'll tell you what, due to the internet, we're finding out what some of these cops are doing. And the fact of the matter is, these are only just a handful of the ones that we're finding out. These are the ones who've been, we talked about on the phone, these are the ones who've been caught. And if people don't believe this can happen to you, you might want to just check yourself. That's all I got to say.
Well, I think when you begin to take a look at a video like this, Tim, when a woman's being restrained by how many police officers, treating her like her life doesn't matter, tasing her, on top of that, putting a bag over her face, then a guy grabs her, a police officer from the back, and grabs her to the point where she couldn't breathe, and one of the police officers has the audacity to say, "I'll do it again, I'll do it again," and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, Are you guys kidding me? Where's the good police officer in the mix to put a stop to this right now? This is uncalled for, to say the least. And again, friends, we're talking about the bad apples, but these apples are the worst of the worst that I've seen yet.
Yeah, well, this was practically a barrel in the particular police force. You've got, what, 6, 7, 8 cops around doing it all to her. And then we have video out of, I think it was New Mexico. There was a young lady down there who had some mental issues, and they took her and strapped her to a bed. They didn't strap her. They handcuffed her to the bed. They spread her legs. They spread her arms and handcuffed all four of her extremities there. They handcuffed her to the bed. She was half naked in there in front of men and women. They just threw a sheet over. They wouldn't even let her go to the bathroom privately. They made her go in front of everybody right there in the same room. And her family was also seeking to have those cops held accountable, too. But we put out stories like this all the time. It isn't to make cops look bad. It's the same thing that we do with our representatives.
Look, exactly.
When they're acting bad, we call for justice in that. We're not calling to burn down cities, burn down property, and hurt people, and riot and loot. We're not calling for that. We're calling for justice. There's a difference.
The people
who are doing that aren't pushing for justice. They're pushing for lawlessness.
Well, Tim, that's ridiculous. I mean, when you're driving down the highway and everybody that's going 55 miles an hour, of course the cops aren't going to pull them over. They're going to pull over the bad guys. Well, the law condemns the wicked and it justifies the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1, and that's what we're doing here over at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. So it doesn't really matter if it's a corrupt politician. If he's doing the right thing, we'll stand with him. If he does the wrong thing, will be the first one to call out his lawlessness and condemn him. It's the same thing for the police. It's the same thing for judges. It's the same thing for all of us, regardless if it's in civil government or in the church alike. Wrong is wrong and right is right. And the bottom line is we need to right the wrongs. And folks, again, what we're talking about right now is in Colorado. Matt Agarest just reported Sons of Liberty Media editor Tim Brown just released this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you want to get outraged, not that you want to, but I'll tell you what, this will set the record as to how far some of these police officers are going, and it's unacceptable. And again, this isn't a stain on good cops. This is a stain on the bad ones.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's why we highlight it. It's not, that we hate cops. I don't think that's the... I've never presented that. I know you haven't. But I have been over issues of the quantitative immunity for these guys, and I had the guy who was running for governor of North Carolina for the Constitution Party, and he says, well, you know, I support that. He's a former police officer, and he was a sergeant over in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and he says, well, here's why I agree with the immunity, and I made that point the other morning when I was dealing with the Breonna Taylor story. Most people don't even realize those cops were coming in at 1 a.m. in the morning, and I just asked you, I said, what would you do if you heard banging on your door at 1 a.m. in the morning, and then all of a sudden somebody just busts in the door? You said, I'd grab my gun. I said, that's exactly right, as any man would. And that's what this guy did who was in there. He wasn't listed on the search warrant. He wasn't the previous boyfriend that they had been tracking or any of this stuff. And he just responded like any other man would to fire at those he thought were intruders coming to his house.
Tim, but I got a hard break really quick. I'm going to pull you up. Hold up with me because I want to get over to what's taking place in the UK as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on YouTube, you can do that right now. We've been put on a ban over the last 6 days now. We got one more day to go on my page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm on Tim Brown's website, his YouTube page, setting brush fires right now. And it's interesting to notice as to how this is rolling out, because Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are all working in unison, doing their best to suppress and censor our content. There's no question about it. And when I get over to the question concerning what's going on over in the UK with Tim Brown, you'll understand that what I'm talking about, because YouTube and the big tech companies don't want you to know that there's massive protests going on across the globe right now against that of this perpetuated fraud called COVID-19. We'll get to that in just a moment. But if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, go to YouTube, join us on Top Chat. And again, if you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, please do so. We're on the front page there. Click it on and go to the right side. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call us at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, getting back to this article that Matt Agarus just wrote, and the one that just was released by you, Tim, concerning in Colorado. This took place last year, but I just watched the video. I believe I've seen it before, but this really got me this time. And folks, if you want to check the video out, please do. I have it posted on YouTube as well on the left side of the page. But in Colorado, a woman strapped to a chair, she's then tortured with a taser after refusing to sign a ticket. And guess who gets to pay the bills, friends? Instead of the cops being held accountable, what do? They charge the taxpayers to go ahead and compensate as the police officers are indemnified concerning their crimes. No, America, this is wrong. Tim, you were talking about this just a couple minutes ago. What say you when it comes about the resolve as to how we're supposed to deal with these police officers that feel that they're above the law?
Well, I think the first thing you got to do, and I've got friends who've been in internal affairs, and, you know, I get that and all, but if you ask me, that's like the, you know, fox guarding the hen house, if you will.
Yep.
I think you have to have somebody who's independent of that, who will get in there and do the investigations and bring about the result. The other thing is you've got to get rid of this this quantitative immunity or qualitative immunity, because look, and some people are asking, what did what I said about the one in the morning thing have to do with anything? Well, they have all the time in the day they can go there and knock, but they wait till people are asleep. And even the guy who was referencing that, he didn't indicate that they started announcing themselves until right at the end, right before they busted the door. They were just banging on the door, and nobody around, as far as I could see, had announced. No witnesses could say that they had done that. So it's their word against anybody else's. But
yeah.
When you do the immunity thing, the interesting thing in that.
Well, Tim, you're talking about Breonna Taylor now. I want to interject concerning your point there, because for the information that I've got, I listened to the whole download by the county prosecutor, and I listened to it for about 20 minutes, and it seemed pretty sound. And of course, I'm considering the source, no question about it. But like one of our responses was on Facebook right now is what were the cops supposed to do? Just sit there and get shot at? I totally agree with what she had said. What are we missing?
What, with the cops getting shot?
No, when the individual shot at the police officer, this response, one of our friends on Facebook is saying, what were the cops supposed to just sit there and be shot at? Well, I'm not saying that you are, but she's asking the question just like I would, because I agree with what she's saying is, wait a second, if the guy's going to take the first shot at the police officers have every right under heaven to go ahead and defend themselves against being shot at by the one that means them harm, by no question about it. So what say you?
Well, that's what I was saying. When I asked you at 1 o'clock in the morning, somebody comes and does that to you. And this guy wasn't named in the warrant. He wasn't a part of the investigation or anything. He's startled out of bed, comes in there, and takes a shot at somebody who's busting in his door. You said you would have done the same thing. You said, I would have gotten my gun, too. And if you take a shot, I'm agreeing with you. They can respond. But here's the ironic part about that, is the one guy is indicted for endangering all the people for his wild shooting.
Yep.
Okay, in the other apartment or through the walls and everything like that. But nobody's held accountable for the woman who didn't shoot at anybody. Who was shot eight times?
Well, I understand she was, from what I understand, she was caught in the crossfire, am I correct?
Well, that seems to be what the case is, but here's the difference. This is why I'm talking about the immunity issue. If you or I, we've taken concealed weapon courses, every time, if we pull out our gun to take out a bad guy, and we happen to miss, or it goes through them and it hits another person, guess who's responsible for hitting that other person?
Exactly. Yeah.
We are, but not in this case with the cops. They're not responsible for that. And I could point out numerous times for that. But anyway, the point is that is something that has to be handled. You said, well, she ought to be suing each one of these cops. Well, this immunity issue.
Okay,
is
now you're back over.
Sort of
no, but just
away. Yeah, now I'm back over into the other.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm giving you the answer to that. That is something that needs to be dealt with. And I think police officers would be a lot more cautious about these no-knock raids. I think they'd be a lot more cautious about when they stop people for things that they shouldn't be stopping them for, and some of the other things. Again, the cops that I know, they tell me, look, we have authority under the state. We can pull you over for a seatbelt, and we can start going in through your car and this, that, and the other. But says, we're not doing that. If you're not doing anything wrong and they actually see the law for what it is, then they stand for that, and we stand with them on that.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to think I'm bad-mouthing cops. I'm just saying, look, you have all
if they're the bad guys, absolutely, we're not bad-mouthing them. We're exposing them.
That's exactly what we're called to do,
and so should you be, by the way. Okay,
so
let me make one more reference because we got just a couple minutes left here on this segment. Colorado, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch this video, friends. I promise you will be outraged to no end. Every single one of these police officers deserve exactly what they get. Now, from my understanding, she actually won the case against Boulder, Colorado. But
yes.
Can I ask you, do you know what took place? Was there any consequence concerning the cops that were guilty of the crimes?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
We didn't have anything from that. I'm sure there probably was some paid leave. You know, the taxpayers fund that, too.
Yeah.
And I didn't see where anything happened to where the cops lost their job or anything. They're probably still doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If I would have been standing there, that wouldn't have happened. I can promise you that, regardless of the consequence. When you can sit there and watch a bunch of cops zero in on a girl for absolutely nothing but resisting their illegalities, then to strap her to a chair, torture with a taser, and then go ahead and tell her that they'll do it to her again. They kept saying, I'll do it to you again. It's like she can't breathe. I mean, it's like you can't make up the stupidity. I was waiting for the one police officer to be the good guy and stand up and put a stop to all of what was going on there. But it didn't, and they didn't stop. Friends, check it out. Colorado, woman strapped to chair. It's the last article Tim posted. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Last week, Tim, you posted live as to what was taking place over in the UK. So YouTube, you know, being the good little Gestapo, useful idiots, social warriors that they're paid to be, thought it would be their job, their duty, and their obligation to their masters to go ahead and shut down that information for a whole week on our YouTube page. Can you tell us and give us an update as to what's taking place over there? Because it's not happening just in the UK where there's massive protests against their governments, but it's happening in Germany, Australia, France. The list goes on. It's even happening in Israel. It's starting to happen in the United States of America here. As I said before, they've lost the narrative. And as I've said again, and I'm going to say it one more time, you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up and say no more. And it's exactly what I've seen happening over in the UK. What say you, Tim?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what's happened. Of course, they hit our YouTube channel. This past Thursday, they arrested our health and wellness expert, Kate Shimarani, out of the UK. She got out yesterday. As a result of that, they took her phone. They took her computer. She can't get to her bank cards or anything. She can't use any of that. So that's why she wasn't on the show today. She had to cover it. Then today, we found out they arrested Mark Steele, who we've had on the show before, too. He's the one who warned about 5G being a weapon. And if people don't believe that, we have the story on the heat rays that were going to be used out of the White House to protect the White House. And it goes through the skin, even though they tell us that millimeter waves don't go through the skin, but it clearly does.
Of course it does.
What Mark was relaying to us, and he was arrested today. So we're going to see what happens with that. We also had another rally. It was basically, there was a lot of the same people who showed up, but it was orchestrated, you know, a little differently. And the cops came in there, and the lady who was, you know, one of the ladies who was promoting it and all, I saw her. She was really upset with Kate the other day. And she thinks that Kate's the one behind all this stuff with the police. We didn't have any problem with the police, but then she gets out there and she's seeing what the police are doing. They're just getting right in the middle of the crowd. They're bullying their way in. And these are among peaceful. Nobody's skirmishing. People are raising their voices and making chants and shouts and stuff, but nobody's over there acting unruly. And when they do that,
Tim, I got a hard break here.
Have a reaction.
Tim, I got a hard break here. I guess the people on a global scale are supposed to just sit down and suffer the abuses of corruption in government. I mean, isn't that the message? If you speak up, this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to throw you in jail. We're going to handcuff you. We're going to tase you, folks. This isn't law enforcement. This is the enforcement of tyranny on so many levels. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown finally declared a state of emergency as she announced that state troopers and sheriff's deputies would now be sent to Portland to help police in the state's largest city monitor weekend rallies by the right-wing group Proud Boys and counter-protest by liberal groups. Portland has continuously had violent protests for more than 3 months following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Demonstrations lulled slightly during Oregon's recent wildfires. They kicked back up this week, fueled by the Kentucky grand jury's decision not to indict officers in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. Under the state of emergency, Oregon State Police and Multnomah County Sheriff's Office will have the authority to set curfews and close roads. In addition, officers sent to Portland are now allowed to use tear gas if human lives are in danger. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump is just a few hours away from nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed, Barrett, who serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, would be the president's third Supreme Court appointee following Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department announced findings of a probe into discarded general election ballots in a key Pennsylvania county. U.S. Attorney David Freed from the Middle District of Pennsylvania announced that a federal investigation found a number of military general election ballots were discarded in Luzerne County. 70% of those were marked for President Trump, and the others are unknown. The president has repeatedly cast doubt on the security of mail-in voting, and the White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany mentioned the announcement minutes before the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, posting it on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. Thanks, Tim, for jumping on so quick. I'll tell you what, my dander was up, man, so I had to share that. Again, friends, if you want to check this video out, people are responding to it right now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're on YouTube, over on Sons of Liberty Media or beforeitsnews.com, I actually posted it on the left side of the page. Colorado, woman strapped to chair, tortured with taser after refusing to sign a ticket. Yep, and folks, if you want to be outraged and take the time as to pay attention to what's going on behind closed doors, these are the ones that got caught. And I also want to say, on the other hand, to all the cops that are out there doing their job, we high-five you. We stand with you 100%, brothers and or sisters. We just appreciate you, and I wanted to let you know that firsthand. But again, we're calling out the bad apples. The Bible says that little leaven at the whole lump, so we want to kick out the leaven, right? And that's exactly what we're doing here. Before we get to our topic, I'm going to take Jeff from Pennsylvania. We're going to be talking about governor. I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They're attacking our religious freedoms. Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. Well, Jeff, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Brother Bradley, I was hoping to be talking to you under better circumstances. You and Tim, I think you remember me. I've been a longtime fan of yours and Robert Scott Bell and Alex Jones, and now it's the start when I can get to watch Tim. He's taken out of the ballpark. If you remember, because I was emailing you and your wife at the time, I was laid up in a nursing home after an amputation, and there was a lot of abuse there in nursing homes, as you're fully aware of. I called for the county ombudsman the dispatcher dispatched the police first, and they were so upset. The guy looked at me; he was ready to had his hands on the taser ready. I'm laid up, half on pain medication and all that because just getting out of an amputation. And if it was up to me, I would disband the police. It's a Ford police department. The police chief didn't even want to be bothered. Basically, told me, not like this, but like Merry Christmas on the 4th of July. And so it was up to me, that Ford department would be closed down and the Pennsylvania State Police would be taking it over.
Yeah,
one example.
Okay, I just would say that, listen, 10% of any agency, business, whatever the case might be, folks, you're going to get bad apples. It's just how it's going to go. These are ones that were exposed. I was amazed, Jeff, that you had five police officers acting in such a fashion when a woman's literally, as they're choking the air out of her out of her lungs, she's simply telling the cops, "I can't breathe, what are you doing?" And then they tase her on top of it, and on top of that, they put a bag on the top of her head, and I'm telling you what, when you watch the video, it's completely outrageous. But again, these are the bad guys, and that's what we're calling out here, okay? The good guys need to be commended, not condemned, and there's a lot of good guys out there that are doing their jobs as well, laying their lives down for us. But go ahead.
I was a security guard for 25 years. I was an instructor in the middle 90s till my health started deteriorating around 2010. I was the expandable baton, the sight handle baton, pepper spray, handcuffs, use of force. We had to study all the laws like Tennessee versus Gardner. The taser, it was only meant to be like a self-defense, not to get people to, quote, comply. We were taught, because I had to teach sheriffs, prison guards, and state constables how to use that stuff, and the rules are... some people if somebody's, flying off, they got to learn patience. One police chief who's retired had these words of wisdom. Let them run off, you'll get more time in jail. What happened there with the lady, I watched it before you went on the show. I said right out, Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, and the Soviet Union all together. It was the black shirts, the Gestapo, and the NKVD. And all your you and Tim's stuff on 8 social medias I'm on, as you're aware, and others and others are like. Over at USA Life, I had to block a guy. He said right at
you. Jeff, I appreciate it, man. I got to get going here, man. We got to stick to one topic at a time, and I got to get to my main topic here. Thank you for your phone call. I totally appreciate it. One more time, friends. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch the video of the woman in Colorado. She won the day. But, folks, it really is very disturbing. It's almost hard to watch. I was raised in North Minneapolis, okay? I would be considered a street kid where I grew up in what you would call the hood, okay, in so many different cases across the United States of America. This one bothered me. That's how bad it was. And what I didn't understand is how was it that everybody sat there and they just went along with it? They helped each other along in what they were doing to this poor woman. And she was exactly right. And by the way, she won the day. And I hope that each and every one of them gets what they've got coming, because every one of them deserve exactly what they've got coming, friends. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch the video. If you're on YouTube on sonsoflibertymedia.com, click onto the video and you'll see the video on the left there. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Now listen, if you want to call in, let's stick to the topic. Let's slow our roll just a little bit. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to our main topic here, because I've got you for 2 hours today. But I know once we get going here and the lines open up, you guys are going to take the show. It's exactly what I want you to do. Okay, but what we have here, friends, is we have in South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She said, "I don't have the authority to lock down the state." Well, let me ask you something. If she doesn't have the authority to lock down her state, how is it that the rest of the people in the country believe that their governors have the right to shut down their prospective states? They don't. She said they are attacking our religious freedom. So in other words, what Kristi Noem from South Dakota is saying, and correctly, friends, might I add, she is saying that it's not a virus that's under attack. It's the American people and their God-given rights that are under attack. And the question that I have for everybody listening to me right now is, what is it that the people don't understand here? How many times have I read constitutional law? Everything that we do here, we make reference to the Word of God and constitutional law. They don't have the authority to do the things that they're doing, friends. See, what's happening is the people across the country are beginning to stand up. Why? Because they've lost the narrative. And not only have they lost the narrative, but the American people have recognized that it's not about a virus, but it's about attacking the people. Just yesterday, it was in Ohio. We see the woman sitting up in the bleachers. And it's funny, I'll get to that in just a moment. But she's sitting up in the bleachers watching her seventh grader play sport. And a police officer, actually it was a rent-a-cop, thought it was his duty to go over and harass her, tase her, and then arrest her. I'm not making this up. See, this enrages people. This is what comes into play, friends. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. This is what's waking the American people up to the fact that the narrative is bunk. It's always been bunk, and we've always told you that it's bunk because the people that are selling you the virus are the same exact people that are selling you the vaccinations. People are awakening to this now, friends. They're awakening to the fact that they're under attack. And when we have federal judges telling us the same thing, there is no exception to the Constitution, regardless of what may take place. You don't go ahead and throw away the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution because of some virus that they can't prove. No, friends. No. The Constitution was the very instrument written for the people to throw off government in the way that they're acting today, especially when they act foreign to their very purpose. And that's what's happening here. And we have governors saying it. We have federal judges saying it, friends. And again, the American people are beginning to understand what this is all about. Now, the fact of the matter is, friends, I want to get to this topic and get more in-depth concerning what's taking place here. Kristi Noem from South Dakota, the state's governor, said, "So I never issued a shelter in place." She said, "I never closed a business." Think about the 100,000 businesses that have shut down since the beginning of this perpetuated fraud. 55% of them will never reopen again. But notice nobody in government, not a one, lost their job. Even those that own businesses concerning your said representatives, they didn't even shut their own doors. But what did they do? They went on the attack concerning the American people that they promised to serve. Rather than serving them, they attacked them. And what's happening now, friends? And I could go down that whole row of violations concerning governors and mayors throughout the United States of America, from telling people that you know, concerning the businesses, that if you open up again and they don't want to comply with my unconstitutional edict, don't let them buy or sell. She said that. Read Revelations 13:10 and put that into perspective, friends. We've seen governors in other states, like in California, friends, keep their businesses open. His winery, Gavin Newsom, well, he commanded everybody else to shut down, and if you didn't, this is what we're going to do. And what does a mayor do in Los Angeles County? He comes behind him and he says, "You know what? We're going to go ahead and shut down their electricity and we're going to shut off their water." I thought it was about their good and for their good, friends. No. And keep in mind, these again are the same people that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, that want you to believe that they're out there looking out for you and your health and your safety and your family's safety. Okay? They want you to drink the Kool-Aid. They want you to play the stooge to ill-designing men. And friends, the list goes on and on and on and on. Okay, so we're this far. So what are people doing now? Well, I'm seeing more and more on a daily basis where people are not wearing their masks. I'm seeing on a daily basis, I just got done coming back from a small town where I had a conversation with a guy I never met a day in my life. He said he's seen my billboard, and he started having a conversation with me, and he started saying the exact same things that I'm talking about. And I told him, I said, "Do you realize that 8 out of 10 conversations that I have, I can go down the street and have a conversation with someone at the gas station, and they're going to say the exact same things I'm saying." But the problem we're having is that the American people are going along, and they're pretending with corruption, adding strength to tyranny. You're encouraging them to do more to you when you comply with them. And you're complying with illegal, unconstitutional orders when you put a mask on. Folks, I don't care what they say. You already know what this is all about. So let's quit pretending and let's get back to Kristi Noem and give you some more quotes coming from this governor directly from her mouth as to what her authority is and what it is not and who is under attack. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I got some friends on Facebook right now. That's all I'm hearing is commercials. Advertisements. Yeah, it's a radio show. 131 cities across the United States of America. Someone's got to pay for airtime, right? That's why they have advertisements. I just wanted to educate some of the people that are joining us even now. I don't mean to be smart in the mouth, friends, but come on. Really? When you watch Fox News and their garbage, do they have commercials? Or CNN, do they have commercials? Of course they do. They have sponsors, right? The difference is they serve their golden cap. We don't over here, just for the record once again. I just posted on Facebook for you. If you want to go ahead and check that out, it's the Colorado woman strapped to the chair. I need to jump off of that right now because I know people want to check that out, but it's important that I stick to the topic here. I'm talking about the South Dakota governor. I don't have the authority to lock down the state. Then how is it that other governors have? Well, they locked down the state concerning those that would submit themselves to the unconstitutional edicts of the governors. See why it's so important to keep people dummy down, friends? Because there's some people that just don't care. They'll just do whatever they're told to do. Nine governors of states within our union have refused to play games with the likes of federal government. Did you know that? Not all of the states in our union went along with this whole COVID scam. Just for the record. To the point that they sensationalized it. But nine governors of states within our union have refused to play games with the likes of the federal government, Bill Gates and his little henchman, Anthony Fauci, concerning the fraud that they have perpetuated on the people of this country. This is happening globally, by the way. And the one governor that seems to stand out more than others is that of South Dakota's Kristi Noem. Kristi said, I know that when you have a leader overstep their authority, we don't have leaders in this country, we have representatives. But she said, I know that when you have a leader overstep their authority in a time of crisis, which has been created, as we all know, that's really when you lose the country. Isn't that what it's all about? She said, I don't want to be guilty of doing that, Governor Kristi Noem. JustTheNews.com reported South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has declined to lock down her state amid the coronavirus pandemic, even as other government leaders around the nation issued restrictions that significantly throttled the U.S. economy. She said that she listened both to health officials and to individuals who informed her about the bounds of her gubernatorial authorities. She said, I know that when you have a leadership overstep their authority in a time of crisis, that's really when you lose this country. She said, I don't want to be guilty of doing that, said the governor. She explained during an interview, the Pod's Honest Truth podcast, so I never issued a shelter in place. I never closed a business. I didn't even define an essential business because I don't have the authority to do that. Well, listen. If she recognizes the fact that she does not have the constitutional authority to do what other governors have done, then why is it that other people in other states in our union are subjecting themselves to that which is unconstitutional? I can't answer that for you. You can call in all day. I can't give you the answer. Or at least not the one that you want. You want someone else, for the most part, to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. Quit submitting to it. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, said our forefathers. You have every right under heaven and within this government, this form of government, our constitutional republic, to resist tyranny every step of the way. As a matter of fact, you don't only have an obligation and a duty before God and man to resist tyranny, you have an obligation and duty before God and man to impeach them and to prosecute them for their crimes against we the people. Oh, but that's so far out of the minds of the American people. They've been trained and desensitized to suffer the abuses of anybody that wants to abuse them in government. Just think about, folks, that's a show within itself. You have been conditioned to suffer the abuse. You have been conditioned to think within yourselves that there's nothing that you can do concerning those that are committing the act of tyranny. You are incorrect, just for the record. You are incorrect. In so many different ways, you are incorrect. Noem went on. She said, and during those calls, she found that fear was driving people's actions. Obviously. Do you guys remember Jim McDermott after September 11th? Do you remember what he said? This is how they passed the Patriot Act, which is unconstitutional from start to finish. Notice all the agencies that they've created to war against the American people since September 11th. Oh, this is what they're doing today, friends. Same exact thing. Acting outside of their scope of authority, and they're acting in such a fashion because the American people don't know the difference, right? But Jim McDermott said that you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. It's exactly what they're doing. This is what Kristi Noem explained. The governor from South Dakota, she said during these phone calls with other governors, she said that she found that fear was driving people's actions. She said, what I'm saying, though, is that what I heard on those conference calls was fear. She goes on, I was shocked and amazed by how fear controlled people and how emotional that they were. That's what she said. These are governors. Of course they are. They're extorted governors. They're extorted men. That's why there's so much fear. The Bible tells us that the fear of man is a snare. Hey, remember, folks, when you act like a dictator, you're the most paranoid of them all. Just ask any one of them. This is where this fear is coming from, because they have nothing to stand on. They're just doing what they're told 24/7, friends. She said, I was shocked and amazed by how fear controlled people and how emotional that they were. And to me, it indicated that in this country, we've lost faith in the steadfast promise of God's faithfulness and our life every day. And she said it has real consequences. Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar it does. Look around. The Lord said those that forget about him, he would turn that nation into hell. Psalm 9, 16, 17. She said that Americans must defend their religious liberty. This is the governor from South Dakota. She said, which has been attacked amid the pandemic. Of course. Of course. Out of chaos, they create a what? A new order. Who creates the chaos? There you go. Right? This ain't even the Hegelian dialectic, friends. This is a straight up perpetuated lie to motivate people concerning this unseen attack on the people. Oh, no, it's not unseen. Hey, while the American people are told to put their masks on, the tyrants in our prospective states across the country, for the most part, at least in 41 different states, they were taking theirs off, if you were paying attention. They were showing you who they really were. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Period. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Folks, the Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. Ephesians 4:12. That's exactly right. The Lord says that He beholds the good and the evil. He said a sparrow will not fall to the ground without His notice. He knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. Folks, nothing's going to pass His eye. But these people think, for some reason or another, that God has forgotten. God has forgotten. Well, many of them are atheists, Bradley. Oh, really? And they spend their whole times warring, their whole lives warring against God. What do you mean they don't believe in Him? Just ask Voltaire. That's a whole nother show. Spent his whole life trying to convince everybody that there was no God. And on his deathbed, folks, it was reported that his housemaid said, I never want to see another atheist die. She said it was like watching him fall into the flames of hell. Guess what he was reaching out to, friends? A preacher. Boy, it's amazing how that works. It's amazing how that works. Christy Noem goes on, they are attacking our religious freedoms, and so we need to use every tool that we have to make sure that we still have the ability to practice our faith and to gather as we see fit. And we have directly seen in many of these states where they have allowed other gatherings yet restricted those who want to go to church and worship together. Can somebody show me, in making reference to the Constitution, where that authority has ever been given to governments? I'd like to see that. So I ask that if the people in this country see that this is completely unconstitutional, and that the federal government, along with some of the state's governors and mayors, are attacking businesses and the church, then why is it that the people are falling into lie or into line with this perpetuated fraud? Read Psalm 78, verse 9, Psalm 94, 20, and Ephesians 14. It'll help you understand. So in conclusion, concerning hour one, we get hour two coming up right after this. The people must rise up and impeach every single one of these tyrants for transgressing the U.S. Constitution and indict each and every single one of them. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Folks, judges are standing up. Governors are standing up. There is no constitutionality to what these people are doing. Nada. So, America, you want the answers? You're the answer. Each and every one of you are going to have to single-handedly begin to resist and defy tyranny at every given step. Because sooner or later, friends, what's going to happen is they're going to have to succumb to it. But it's not good enough, friends, that they succumb to it. It's good enough that they end up in jail for the crimes that they're committing against we the people. Again, concerning this perpetuated fraud. Hour two coming up, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.